Warm greetings to you. Let's take a little bit of time together to explore black spruce, its inner nature. And if you do have some black spruce nearby, go ahead and pause this and grab it. And if you don't, it's not a problem. Just give yourself a little bit of space so that you can sink in to this experience and to what it is that will be unfolding before us. When we dive into the inner nature of an oil, my experience is that it deserves our respect. So there's certain things that we can learn about oils and certain ways of learning about oils that we can kind of do on the fly or perhaps even to some degree multitask while we're reviewing, you know, for example, the physiological effects of black spruce. But the inner nature is a different story, and it's much like when you're getting to know a person more deeply, and if you're wanting to develop that trust with another, then there needs to be sincere listening, and both sincere giving and sincere receiving. And so just to the best of your ability for the next 10 or 15 minutes, take a little bit of time, drop in, and we're calling on the spirit and the essence of this plant that comes to us through the oil. There's a few different ways that you can begin to access the domain or the dimensions of the inner nature of an oil. I want to just speak briefly about those, and then we'll dive in. One is that you can simply sit in meditation with the oil, which at this point in Healing Oil Collective, I'm sure you've done with quite a few of them. You can either do the technique that I've taught you in the beginning with Healing Oil Collective, or some version of that, of course, or you can take on a guided meditation with an oil. But it's the meditative posture and the posture of deep listening that allows us to hear the inner nature and the deeper messages from essential oils. So meditation is one. Number two is that you can contemplate the plant itself. You can look at a picture of the plant, in this case a beautiful black spruce tree. And then as you picture the plant, perhaps you gaze at a picture of it. Maybe you live in an area where you can actually gaze out at a black spruce tree. Then you begin to feel into and connect into the inner nature of the plant itself. So for example, in the case of black spruce, if you picture this big tall tree, which many associate with Christmas trees, and if you picture its shape, with its being bigger at the bottom and as it goes up nice and tall, more thin and refined up at the top. And there's a sturdiness and a steadiness. There's a strength and a presence to this big, beautiful plant. And there's also this quality, if you stand next to a big spruce tree, I've done this where I'll actually lean up against the bark itself. There's a quality of ancient, a quality of old, a quality of this wisdom of something that's come from before your time, something that's witnessed so much. And if you look at the needles themselves and just take them in, you'll start to get a sense and a feel of how it is that that's reflected within your body, in your lungs, in your capacity to breathe and grasp the breath. So these are just a couple of examples, quick examples of how you can begin to connect in and dive into the inner nature of an oil simply just by gazing at either the actual plant or pictures of the plant. And the third way that we can connect in with the inner nature is simply by spending cumulative time with the oil and with the plant and or with the plant. Just like when we spend time with another human being and we really get to know them and the quality of their character over time, and we have deeper insight into who they are and how they are, it's the same when we work with oils. So those are the three ways that we can connect in with the inner nature, through meditation, through gazing upon the plant, and through spending time with it. And of course, when we spend time with it, that can be in many different ways, through the application of the oil, through carrying it around in our pockets. I'm not kidding. If you consistently carry an oil around in your pocket and you're close with it and you have some intentionality, you will definitely be guided deeper into its nature, its inner nature. And we can also ask through any of these modes, these three modes that I just spoke of, we can also ask the oil and the plant spirit questions and then listen to the answers. Perhaps you write them down, but for sure you want to listen and acknowledge what it is that's shared with you. And the more that you go through that process of asking, listening, and acknowledging what it is that was shared with you through writing it down, through sharing it with another trusted person, then the greater and the stronger our capacity to connect in with the inner nature of any of these oils. And the last thing that I want to share with you about this way of connecting is that if we come to an oil with primarily a stuff-oriented relationship. So what do I mean by that? We're all, at this particular point in time, greatly conditioned. Our minds, our emotional bodies, and even physical bodies are all conditioned to orient around stuff, around the material realm. And so by default, we will orient around the oils, something like this. What can this oil do for me? What can this oil give to me? What is this oil good for? And there's a it's a consumer orientation where we're often unconsciously looking for what we can get out of something. And this is very subtle, actually, but it makes the world of difference in your and in our ability to connect more deeply and authentically with the oils and to experience more genuine and beautiful and lasting transformation on all levels in relationship to these oils. And so the shift is going from, what can this oil do for me? What is this oil good for? And you're sort of searching outside of you to bring it in, to sitting, communing with, connecting with the oil, and acknowledging, as odd as it may sound, acknowledging a mutually beneficial and bidirectional, perhaps even multidirectional, exchange between you and the consciousness or the spirit of an oil. I just want you to practice this. If it sounds a little bit weird, practice sitting with the oil, putting it on your body and smelling it, and really being just so sweetly, truly present without any expectations and without turning your attention away from the searching need to know what it's good for or to have it do something for you, and just simply be in communion with that oil at that particular time. And notice the difference. notice the difference. Of course, we're going to orient around the oils in both of those ways. Of course, I think especially of times when I'm really struggling and, you know, it's often when I'm suffering emotionally, but sometimes physically, that I will, you know, kind of in desperation grab my oils and put them on, slather them on, and I'm really looking for it to help and just for it to change my state of being. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. All that I'm suggesting is that if you also weave in the other way of being, the way of communing and of sitting and of deep listening, then when we do come to these oils in a time of desperation and need, the connection and the ability to receive its medicine is going to be much stronger and more fruitful. And I share that with you from a tremendous amount of experience, not just in my own life, but also witnessing it clinically and professionally. So with black spruce, as we sit and we take in its fragrance, as I've been doing this morning, I notice what it is that I feel in my body. And I notice the sweetness of the experience unfolding. That's most often my entry point into contemplations with the inner nature of the oil. It's a way of meditating and listening. And with black spruce, what I most often experience and what I hear in different ways from other people is that there's this depth dimension that opens up. It's almost like the bottom of you and the bottom of your experience opens up, drops out even. So that whatever it is that you've been contained within, and remember, we can be contained in any moment in a prison of our own fears, of our own desires, of the fears and desires of other people that are close to us. And this very quickly, we can become, the freedom of our soul can become restricted because of fear and because of this unconscious an immediate way we can lock ourselves or be locked into particular boxes. This is the norm, by the way, to be locked into different fear boxes through ourselves, through our family, through our culture, through our community. And so as the bottom drops out with black spruce, there's this sense of like, boom, you can land back into the depth and timelessness that you are. Yes, you are the person that's in this physical body that's here on earth for a limited amount of time. And you are also this infinite spiritual essence that could never, ever be bound up by a fear box. And so that's part of the paradox of this existence, is that we experience both, and both are true. We experience being blocked. We experience fear. We experience being trapped, isolated, alone, and so on it goes. And it's also true that freedom is always the deepest nature of who we are. And black spruce is one of my favorite oils and one of the most profound oils that I have experienced working on others, that can within seconds remind us of the truth of our infinite nature. And even if someone's particular beliefs don't include these expressions, these understandings that I'm talking about here, the black spruce will still offer them a shift in their energetic body and in their physical body that is one of more freedom, that is one of deeper connection to their own depths and to their own roots. And consequently, it can help release people from the bondage of whatever it is that they're experiencing as a fear or an anxiety or a limiting factor or force in their life. So a big part of the inner nature of black spruce is this bringing of depth and this dropping out of the bottom of our experience so that we can be unshackled from the chains of fear that that many of us, you know, spend so much time in. Black spruce also has a quality of connecting us to our ancestors, and this is something that has developed for me over time, spending a lot of time with black spruce, again, personally and clinically. And there's this quality of connecting us through deep time to our ancestors that have come before us. How that ends up playing out for each of us may vary. I know for me personally, it's provided a source of strength and fortitude. And it's helped to dispel some of the deep and existential loneliness or isolation that would come and go throughout my life. And I've found that for many people, especially individuals that are healer types and empaths, that are souls that are here to really awaken in this lifetime, oftentimes they will tell me that they have this sense of not really belonging here on earth, of really struggling. And I found with those individuals that black spruce can be such a powerful force to remind their being and their body that they are connected to all that is. They are connected to all that is. And that they are directly connected to their ancestors. Even though I know for sure in the Western culture, we don't spend a lot of time acknowledging our ancestors like they do in many Asian cultures. And so this quality, whether it's consciously received or it's unconscious, there still is a benefit in regards to creating more stability and strength within one's soul that's directly connected to recognition of not being alone, recognition of, if you will, standing on the shoulders of those who've come before. There's another element to black spruce that I'd like to weave in now, and this has to do with black spruce's ability to part the veils and to be a bridge between worlds. And this is something that did take some time to be revealed in my own experience in relationship to black spruce. So if for some reason this sounds far off or foreign to you now, please, I encourage you to give it a little bit of time and work consistently with black spruce, and I believe that you'll be able to more and more have your own experiences of what I'm talking about here. So part of this has to do with the ancestors and with connecting us to more consciously. More consciously and even more energetically to our ancestors. And that is how black spruce supports our ability to see between worlds, to not just be limited to the 3D world of material stuff, of unfoldings in linear time and space. There is so much more going on in relationship to reality as it unfolds moment by moment. We are so supported by non-material guidance, which includes our ancestors, which includes nature spirits. And these are the dimensions that are not part of our ordinary reality, and they're not part of what we see and touch and feel with our five senses, but they're nevertheless true. And I'm not sure exactly how it happens with black spruce, but what I can tell you with certainty, rooted in experience over time, is that black spruce has this way of supporting the parting of the veils, supporting this gradual dissolution of these curtains, if you will, that create veils or blockages to being able to see, know, feel the non-material realms and the guidance that is there. Now, I want you to know that being able to sense and see non-ordinary realities, it's only going to happen to the degree that you're comfortable with it and that you're okay with it. Occasionally, you might experience something as your intuitive and psychic abilities expand. You might experience something that feels a little bit too out there for you. I've certainly had that experience. And you can always say no. You can always say no. I don't want to see this way. I remember when I was young and I was looking at a person in a grocery store. They were in a wheelchair, I remember. And I saw their soul essence beginning to leave their body through the crown chakra. And I knew when I saw it, it wasn't my mind's interpretation. It was a deep knowing that this person was going to be leaving the earth soon, the earth plane and their physical body. And I remember distinctly in that moment going, no, thank you. I do not want to know this. I'm not okay with this. And that ability actually went away for a long, long time, that capacity. So please know that as I talk about this ability of black spruce to help part the veils and open you up to connecting to other dimensions, other worlds, and also to your ancestors, it's not going to force anything on you that you're not comfortable with. In fact, it's so beautifully gentle in the way that it guides us and in the way that it softly and over time parts the veils, so that you can have a sweeter and more direct connection with the various forms of guidance that are there for you and that surround you. And you can do it in a way that is personally strengthening. So let's recap briefly around the things that we've talked about so far with inner nature. Number one was speaking about how it drops the bottom out of our experience and connects us to the depths of who we are. And in doing that, helps us to be unshackled from the prisons of fear and anxiety. By the way, my favorite way to really bring in that particular piece with black spruce is the black spruce spinal treatment. Please, please do get together with another person and swap treatments. I'm so excited for you to try it, actually, because it's really a profound experience and one that I honestly recommend if you can have a black spruce spinal treatment every week or two, it could only be good. There's so much coming up in the collective right now that stirs fear on a daily basis, if not hourly basis. Number two, it connects us to our ancestors. And in so doing, it can provide a kind of strength, inner strength and fortitude, and it can help dispel some of the existential sense of loneliness, separation, and isolation. And number three, it can support the parting of the veils, and in so doing can help us to connect with various forms of guidance that exist in the non-material, non-linear realms. And for this last piece around the inner nature of black spruce, I just want to sit together with you right now in some quiet. If you have the black spruce, take in the fragrance. If you don't, just know that it surrounds you and is with you. And I want you to ask, what is it that this beautiful plant spirit has to share with you right now about its inner nature? What does it want you to know, soul to soul? I just heard, it sounds kind of silly, but I literally heard, I have your back and it's going to be okay. And that comes at good timing. I'm coming out of a very challenging period, this last month, a very emotionally challenging period with some significant shifting in personal relationships, the kind of stuff that really pulls at your heart and can weigh you down. And so this message I feel from Black Spruce right now is so good. And I feel it reminding me right now that I have the capacity to stand up for myself and do that without hurting or harming another. I think oftentimes when we collapse in the face of challenges in terms of not standing up for ourselves, oftentimes that is because there's an underlying unconscious fear that if we do stand up for ourselves, either we will, one, hurt another, or we will, number two, be hurt ourselves through the process by another. So Black Spruce has this way of helping us to remember that we can stand tall, that we can protect our little seeds in the cones high up at the top, that we can withstand fire and even through the face of fire, we still have life and we still go on, as does the black spruce tree in protecting its seeds and cones at the very top of its tree. And I also feel right now Black Spruce reminding us that we're meant to grow up and grow tall and reach towards the heavens and reach towards the stars. And yes, each of us looks a little bit different and grows in different ways. But we all grow up. We all grow up. And then this final message I'm feeling from Black Spruce is this reminder that we do have power. You have the power. I have the power. There is an innate power that is the truth of who we are. And even if we're held down, held back, pushed around, knocked around, we still always contain the truth of our inner nature and our inner power within ourselves. And again, as squashed or as beaten or as hidden as that power may be, all it takes is putting our attention and intention on the truth that that power is always there. And it begins to build, it begins to grow, it begins to expand. And we are, as human beings, at this particular time, there is a massive shift in relationship to healing the wounds and healing the karma from domination and submission, from abuses of power. And as we begin to heal that within ourselves and between ourselves, Black Spruce is such an excellent and powerful support for us in that way. Thank you for coming together with me, sending so much love to you. And I look forward to being together the next time.